I sat down beside a girl with curly brown hair and purple pants. She said hello and told me her name was Priscilla, but I could call her Sissy because Priscilla sounded like the name of one of those fancy white cats that eat food off glass plates. I thought about telling her that Sissy wasn't very good either, but I wanted to make friends. The boy sitting on Sissy's other side kept looking at me, so I thought he might want to make friends too. But when he saw me staring back at him, he put his fingers in front of his eyes and waggled them in opposite directions, like his eyes looked different ways. Him and the boy next to him started laughing, and it didn't sound very friendly. Every time he looked at me that day, he did that with his fingers. That was the clearest part of the memory. How horrible he looked, making fun of me. Cat. Well, I guess I do remember something. I lather up my hair with the hand soap from the dispensers, rinse it out again, and dry it off with the locker room towels that have thankfully remained blood-free. Then I wipe the water droplets off my mask. The edges of the towel dip into my empty eye sockets once or twice, and I jump every time, even though I don't feel anything. The others may be concerned that I've lost my eyes. I need to remember to be careful when I see them, so they know I'm still me. When I'm clean, when my head is clean, since I've had issues taking my clothes off lately, I neatly fold the towel on the shelf above the sinks, comb my black glove fingers through my black sheet hair, and recheck my mask one last time to make sure nothing else has changed today. Nope. Still a cat. Of all the ways students have changed inside this school, a cat mask made of hardened flesh is on the boring end of the spectrum. I can't make the expressions I used to, and now I guess I don't have eyes, but at least I am still myself. I can't say as much for some of the others. 2. The second memory comes all at once, instantly. Ryan Lancaster was the name of the boy who made fun of my lazy eye on the first day of school. The other kids stopped laughing after a while, so he moved on to other things to get their attention. One of his targets was Sissy. Everything about her. The size of her perm. The size of her stomach. The amount of hair on her arms. How she liked her peanut butter sandwiches cut right down the middle instead of diagonally. One day in gym class, we had to play kickball. Sissy moved to the plate as the teacher rolled her the ball, and when she kicked it, it soared over the infield, past the outfield, and hit the fence. Our team cheered. Sissy ran to first base as fast as she could, which wasn't very fast at all. Not fair, Ryan Lancaster yelled from the outfield instead of running to get the ball. Sissy moved on to second base. Why is it not fair, Ryan? The gym teacher yelled back. Because only boys can hit the ball that far. But she's on the girls' team. She's not a girl, she's a boy. Sissy stumbled halfway between second and third. I'm not a boy, she yelled back. Liar. I'm not a liar. Sissy's a boy, Ryan called. No, I'm not. The chanting started. Sissy's a boy. Sissy's a boy. Quiet, all of you, the gym teacher yelled. The field fell silent. I sunk against the chain link of the backstop and wished I could disappear. The teacher rounded us up and herded us back inside. I trailed at the end of the line with Sissy behind me, her face red and tears dribbling down her cheeks, though she bit her bottom lip in a valiant effort not to cry. I thought I might be able to say something to make her feel better, but all I could think was, I'm so glad it's not me. Inhale. When I leave the locker room, the long hallway behind the gyms is a little wider than it was before, the ceiling a little higher. The doors have spread farther out along the wall. School is inhaling. The entire building has stretched itself up and out like a tall man climbing from a tiny car. It's much better than when school exhales, because then we spent months crawling around constricted passageways and shrunken classrooms, the desks and chairs and file cabinets and bookshelves crowding in. And we hope we don't get stuck somewhere we can't escape.